This show is paid for by Johnson Brunetti.
Welcome to Money Wisdom, a financial wellness show featuring lessons on retirement planning, the latest financial headlines, and other causes you care about. Oh, and enjoying life to the fullest.
Hi, Eric Hogarth, Money Wisdom. Tune in to hear about the best strategies for retirement income, living a fantastic life, and making sure that retirement is everything you hoped it would be.
This is Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti, retirement and investment specialist.
Welcome into Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. Johnson Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you since 2003, helping you answer questions like, well, can I retire? Well, when? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? At the end of the day, it's about you and your situation. What do you want out of retirement? What do you need? And if you can fill the income question first, right? How much do we need month after month? How long can we sustain that? And if you know that you can have the income you need every month for as long as you're going to be here, well, there's a lot of stress off the plate. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is building essential income for retirement. Eric Hogarth with us. Eric is, of course, a partner at Johnson Brunetti. He is a certified financial planner, and he has been with the team since 2006. So he's been with Johnson Brunetti for a long time. But Eric and the team are here to help you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. You can always call them with questions. Boy, what should I be doing here? What are my investments set up the right way? What about healthcare? If I have an issue with health, how's that going to play out? 800-705-1232 is the number, 800-705-1232. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. Hey, we're going to talk about Eric, and welcome. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I'm excited, as always, to be here. How are you?
I am very good. And we're going to talk about something that I think a lot of people, probably if you could answer the question of where's your income going to come from and how guaranteed or likely is it to be there as long as you're alive, that eases a lot of stress. But most of us spend a lot of time learning how to save, right? We put money in the 401k month after month after month at work, and we hope at the end of the day we end up with enough to be able to retire. And so we watch our balances grow in IRAs and 401ks, and that's a great thing, but there really isn't much education at all, if any, about that next chapter. That's turning those balances of IRAs and 401ks into income. This is a tough task for a lot of people, Eric. Why do so many people struggle with the transition from really working to retirement, and now they go from the saving to needing income from the tools they've been saving with?
I think so. Our whole world, my entire career, has been retirement planning. People that are either retired or pretty darn close to it. And this is a very common thing people say, coming into our office, talking to us for the first time, is, I feel like I've done a good job. I kind of have stuff all over the place. I don't know that I have a plan. What do I do? You know, because you've been saving your entire working life. I mean, I think about my 12-year-old Parker. He's in sixth grade. He really wants a lemonade stand because his buddy told him that he made $1,000 last summer with a lemonade stand. Now, you know, I spend a lot of time with sixth graders as I carpool to basketball practice. So I hear a lot of fantastic stories about all these things are accomplished. So $1,000 from a lemonade stand, I am skeptical at best. Anyway, point is, Parker wants a lemonade stand so he can make a bunch of money. And we're talking about, what are you going to do with the money? You know, you could spend it today on a, you know, pack of trading cards he gets into cards, or you could save up for later and you could accumulate this and you could grow this. And if you stick it in the bank, it could do this. And if you invest it into something, it could do even more, maybe. So, you know, you start at a young age learning about saving, about planning for the future. And as you get better and better at it, and maybe get married, and maybe you have kids, and maybe you buy a house, and maybe you get a promotion, and maybe, you know, all your way to retirement, you wind up and, okay, save the money, and now what? And there's very little education prior to that moment on what comes next, because it is daunting to shift gears. Now I'm going to spend money. I got enough. And how long am I going to live? And we don't know. You know, so much of it, I'm always in, and we've talked on here before plenty about psychology, and that's what I studied at UConn. And it is, people ask, you know, do you find it helpful? You know, that education you got at UConn those years ago. And I certainly do, because so much of it is the psychological, well, I can't spend the money. Well, if you don't spend the money, then you're not going to live life and you're going to have stressors that you probably didn't need to have. And is that why you saved the money? Because I bet it wasn't. So it's, who would I be if I didn't believe people were better off with advisors? But you're better off with partnership. You're better off with a sounding board. You're better off just not relying on ChatGPT and Google to give you guidance, because it's not just the formula of how do I pick the right investment. It's how do you want to live life? Because that comes down to just you.
So if you'd like to sit down and talk with the team at Johnson Brunetti and Eric and the team, it's 800-705-1232. Because this is the big challenge for a lot of people is, and if you don't really know, because think of this stat, 67% of Americans fear running out of money more than they fear dying. That's been the case for a long time, where retirees are more concerned about running out of money than they are death itself. And if for those, I'm thinking they don't have a plan, certainly. And so that's where you can walk through the Money Map Retirement Review with the team at Johnson Brunetti. It's 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. There's no cost to you. It's just a great opportunity for you. So when you think about that stat, 67% of Americans fear running out of money more than they fear dying. The anxiety is real, but to me, they don't have an actual plan for their retirement. They've done this job saving, so they think they've got enough and they hope they have enough, but they don't really know for sure. So to me, those kind of people probably do have enough. And if they had a plan, they might be able to spend a little bit more freely, but they're concerned. So they're never really enjoying the retirement as much as they could, is kind of my theory. Do you buy that?
I 100% buy that. You know, there's different phases of retirement. You're going to spend more money in the early years, and people get that. You know, you're in your 60s or 50s or your early years of retirement, wherever that is. That's when you're most likely, if you're really going to move, you're going to do it. If you're going to buy that other house, if you're going to go to New Zealand, if you're going to take the family to Disney World, you know, all that stuff is usually in the early years of retirement. Now, that being said, I talked to an 80-year-old client last week that just got back from New Zealand, and they don't live anywhere near New Zealand because most people in New England don't. You know, so life goes on and you're still doing all this fun stuff, and there's some luck involved with that, you know, because you hope for good health. But you do need a plan to spend your money. And you think about, you know, that statistic, Mark, you just shared about people being more afraid of running out of money than dying. You know, if we boil that down to, you know, why are you concerned about running out of money? Is it so you can't go out to dinner when you want to go out to dinner? It's a point that you would have to rely on someone else. And what if that person's not there, right? Because now you're lacking independence. You can't take care of yourself. And I think that's my experience as an American is that's part of your responsibility is to take care of yourself. And we lean on each other and we need help. And sometimes that is what it is. But you need a plan, because a 30-year-old, hey, would you retire if you could today? Heck yeah, I'd retire. I'd love that. I'd do this and I'd do that. And then you get the 60-year-old who's in a fantastic position to retire, and they just can't bring themselves to it. Because if your job is to save money, people say, well, did I save enough? I said, yeah, you've done a great job. Should I save more? Yep. It's always better to save more, yeah, because we don't know what's going to happen. But I also don't want you, if you want to stop working and you are in a good spot and you have saved enough for you, to keep working because you think you don't have enough just because you haven't gotten good advice or any advice. And people make this so much harder on themselves. I mean, we have talked to Johnson Brunetti to thousands and thousands of people who have retired. And you have never done it before. And, you know, again, I said this before on here, is none of us know what we don't know. None of us know the questions that we're supposed to be asking. And even if you do, you Google it, hey, what questions should I be asking? Then, okay, you know the question to ask, do you know how to understand the answers that you're getting? And we write books on this. My business partner, Joel, wrote The Money Map, which is a fantastic book. And I'll talk about that again in a moment. If you want to educate yourself more, I think that's a great tool. But you know, also call us, 1-800-705-1232, and we'll sit down with you. And it's not, you know, hey, sign up, become a client. You know, we'll do all this stuff. It's to give you a sounding board, to give you feedback on what we see coming from professionals, that this is our job and this is what we do. That book, The Money Map, which I think is another great starting place, if you text us the word MAP to 800-705-1232, we'll get that book to you free. And it's a great place to start and point you in the right direction. Or you call us, 800-705-1232, and we'll set that meeting up.
Great opportunity to get Joel's book, The Money Map. The process at Johnson Brunetti is The Money Map Retirement Review. Income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare. It's all in there. And so it kind of gives you a, kind of some foresight into what to expect when it comes to retirement. Then you get the book. Maybe you'll have even more questions. 800-705-1232. You know, when you're thinking about income or retirees, really for all of us, it's kind of whether you're working or retired, it's kind of the same question. Well, I know I need the money to pay for the must-haves, the bills that come month after month after month. We know we have to have that. And if we get to retirement and we know we've got all the things that are going to come in month after month taken care of, all right, now it's about, okay, well, I would like to have that car. Oh, I'd like to take the family on this trip. Those are the nice-to-haves. So the kind of the balance is, all right, I got to have the plan for the must-haves, make sure I take care of everything that I have to take care of. But then I have the opportunity, if I've done a great job saving, to be able to go enjoy that. So it's kind of a two-parter. I got to have the must-haves saved, and then I need the nice-to-haves. I got to have the freedom to do that. But you can't do that if you don't really know where you are.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times the people that are most outspoken on this, you know, oh, my best friend or my cousin or my next door neighbor says, you got to do this and you got to do that. Well, be very wary of taking financial advice from people that, you know, bluntly don't know what they're talking about or don't know the specifics of you. Do you spend, you know, sitting down with your next door neighbor going through your finances and this is how I'm set up and this is the money I have and this is my spending habits? It's, you know, it's important to have these conversations when you sit down with an advisor because you can talk about things that you probably don't talk about, the specifics in your life. You know, can you get the best medical advice from a doctor who's never laid eyes on you and never asked you a question and never seen any of your information? It's not going to be the best. You know, that's why these conversations start with a good advisor group, asking questions and listening to what you say, because people want different things. There is no magic number of this is what someone needs to be able to retire, but you have a number. I have a number. People fall into two categories. This is it. You have enough money to live how you want to live. You don't. So before you retire, before you make a plan, you need to know which one of those groups you're in. And a lot of people that have concerns, do I have enough to retire, are in a better position than they think they are, and they just haven't gotten the right advice. Again, I can't emphasize enough. Call us. And we'd be honored to sit with you and to shed some light on this stuff, because are you still working for the wrong reasons? Are you still waiting to live life for the wrong reasons? I think sometimes about a song from a while ago, Tim McGraw's song. You might not be into country, but it's called Live Like You Were Dying, which is a little blunt. And he's telling the story in this song about, I think it's his dad or a friend who just found out they're dying. And what'd you do? And they talk about all these fantastic things that they would do if you knew you had this finite amount of time. Well, none of us know how much time that we have. But if you sit there letting life pass you by in retirement, I guarantee that is not what you had hoped retirement would be for you. So come up with a plan, get some help. And there's people out there like us that want to help you out. Number is 1-800-705-1232. You call us anytime. 1-800-705-1232.
And of course, you can get the Money Map book that was written by Joel Johnson of Johnson Brunetti. Just text MAP to that number as well, and you get the book. No cost to you. 800-705-1232. We're talking about income. The key really to retirement happiness is having the income you need month after month. We're going to talk more about that when we come back right here on Money Wisdom. Back with more with Eric right after this.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. I'm Mark Elliott here with Eric Hogarth, Eric, a partner at Johnson Brunetti. The website to learn more, johnsonbrunetti.com. Brunetti is B-R-U-N-E-T-T-I, johnsonbrunetti.com. Find out about where the offices are. Find out more about Eric and the team. It's a great, I think, resource for you. You can always call, though, with questions, 800-705-1232. And if you'd like Joel Johnson's book, The Money Map, just text MAP to that number, and we'll send that out to you as well, 800-705-1232. We're talking about the challenge of going from working and saving to being retired and now using that savings to live on. And a lot of people don't really know exactly where they are. So let's talk about how to build an income plan that really funds both. And you guys at Johnson Brunetti do have a framework for doing that, correct?
100%. You need three buckets of money at an absolute minimum, right? Bucket number one, we all have the must-haves. Got to keep the lights on, got to keep the heat on or the AC on and buy food, stuff like that, right? So bucket number one is to identify what is your monthly cost of living, the basics. Bucket number two, I want to do more than the basics. I want to go out to eat or, you know, darn it, the drying machine broke. I got to buy a new one. So stuff's going to come up and you're going to need extra money. So you need available liquid money for that. And then also, people are living longer and longer and longer. And you don't want to run out in the future either. So you need things growing. And a lot of times when people think about, okay, this is my bucket of money I save for retirement, and I'm just going to start drawing on that when I retire. Well, you don't really want to do it that way, because that's not the best way to do it. Is you want a plan that factors in all this stuff, but you want some money growing for later, and that should be invested differently. You want some money available for today to buy groceries, that should be invested differently. And you need all these different moving parts. And in the same time, you've got to factor in, what about health insurance costs? That's going to go up. What about taxes? That's going to go up. And the law, right? Power of attorney, you know, wills, different types of things. I mean, it's, people have grown accustomed to, from an investment standpoint, I'm going to put the money in the market. That's what I did with my 401k, and it worked great. Okay, why did it work great? How did you get money in there? Well, I saved money into it. So you wrote a check every month? No, it just came right out of my paycheck. Oh, so you didn't have to think about it. So it just went in and went in, and it got invested in the market. Well, how long? Well, every time. 30 years, 40 years. Right. And when the market went down, what'd you do? Well, I didn't panic. I just kept putting the money in. Let's be fair on that. What were you going to do? Shut off your 401k contributions? Of course, you kept putting money in. It's just an automatic thing, and it worked great. And when you get to retirement, you don't stop saving money for later, but you need some of that money not for later. And there's all these different investments that are out there. There's all these things that are available to you. And there's all this bias in investment firms. And I've talked on here plenty about fiduciaries, and not that it's a requirement that you only work with a fiduciary, but it is a requirement, in my opinion, that you know whether or not your advisor is a fiduciary, because you need to know if there's bias. You know, you go to a Toyota dealership, you're not shocked when that salesperson recommends you buy a Toyota, but you also know that they only sell Toyotas, which are great cars, by the way, and the only thing my parents drive. You know, where it gets dangerous is if you go to that Toyota dealership and you say, hey, salesperson, I'm really thinking that the car for me is a Honda Accord. I just think it's a beautiful vehicle. And I really think that's what I should buy. And then the salesperson is not going to say, hey, I agree. You should go to Honda. You should buy that car. They're going to tell you why the Toyota is better. But that's because they're trying to sell you a Toyota. And you can't run the risk of getting sold something with your life savings. And that's what you got to take time to look at. So, well, I heard this is a bad investment. Well, who told you that? Someone that could use that investment and doesn't think it's a good fit for you, or someone who's trying to sell you something? So there's pros and cons of anything that's out there, any tool you're going to use, any investment you're going to use. So that's the responsibility of you and the group that you're working with, the advisors, to make sure that you understand, because there's different levels of understanding with this stuff, and it's easy to get overwhelmed. It's easy to get confused. It's easy for people to go too fast. So you got to make sure it's a good fit. Talk to different people and feel good about it, because you are entrusting your life savings. And when you're gone, that these people are going to help your family and the people that you care most about. And these are big decisions, and you don't arrive at that easily. Maybe ever, but partnership is what I think helps a lot of people have a wonderful retirement, is developing those relationships where you can trust people. And it's an honor to do that work. I feel very honored to be a part of someone's life in these important moments. And you can call us. I know I've said the number before, but call us anytime. 1-800-705-1232. Again, 1-800-705-1232.
You know, you mentioned the fact that we don't know how long we're going to be here. So longevity is a factor when you're putting these plans together. Healthcare, we don't know if we're going to have health issues or a loved one will have a health issue. We just don't know. There's a lot of unknowns. One thing that we do know, when we've saved all our money in a traditional IRA or traditional 401k, is that all those dollars have not been taxed yet. So when we start pulling those dollars out for retirement, boy, we could be get a pretty big pop away from the old IRA saying, you owe us a lot more money in taxes. So the Roth conversion world is something that is not right for everybody. It's certainly something you will walk through with the clients that come in when you're creating that plan, because if we could save you money on the tax end, that's almost better than getting the market uptick.
Absolutely. And people, certainly as they approach the required minimum distribution age, which is 73 or 75, depending upon when you were born right now, they fixate on that number, but they sometimes forget that that number realistically gets bigger every year for the rest of your life. So you're paying more and more and more, and you're getting older and older and older, and you're less and less likely to buy, you know, that classic Mustang you've always wanted. So you got more and more income when you need it less and less. A good retirement income plan, there's a huge focus on taxes. Even if you live in Florida, you know, someplace more tax advantage, it's a huge part of it. And it impacts what are you going to be paying on your Medicare, and what about Social Security? And, you know, there's all these things that you need to have as part of that plan in retirement that weren't as big a part of it in the earlier years. So doing a Roth conversion, it's really, really important to make a decision on that strategy because it helps a lot of people. And sometimes it doesn't make sense to do, but if you wait too long, like a lot of these things, it will no longer be available to you. And you don't want to find yourself in a position, oh, darn, I should have done that and I didn't. Why not? Well, I didn't know.
So we've got about a minute and a half left. Always a pleasure chatting with Eric Hogarth of Johnson Brunetti. Hope you give him a call if you have questions, 800-705-1232. But I think for some, especially the ones that are fearful of, you know, running out of money more so than death itself, is they don't have a plan. So somebody maybe has worked with a broker, somebody that's helped them grow their money, which is great, but those people aren't typically the ones to help you in retirement. So getting a second opinion or a first opinion for a lot of people sitting down with the retirement planning team like yours at Johnson Brunetti, how important is that and kind of how does that play out?
Right. These are different phases, right? You're saving up money. You're filling the bucket. How am I going to use that money? And there's, you know, and that's where you talk about, I'm a certified financial planner and a lot of our advisors are. It's really, really important. There's much more to it than just buying a mutual fund. I mean, look at Vanguard, look at Fidelity. They have great stuff out there, but that's just a tool. That's not a plan. You're not going to retire on a rate of return or a projection that your 401k provider spits out, you know, in a 11-page printout for. Like, that's not a plan. A plan is a conversation. What do you want? Why not today? What are you waiting for? We can't do this and we can't do that. Is that factual or is that just the way you're feeling? It's so very important to have a plan. And then it is not set it and forget it. So that's why I'm biased towards a group. I love my advisor, but it's, you know, it's one person and they're going to retire too. And what if they retire before me? Same thing with your doctor, with your lawyer. Like, some of this stuff needs to live, longer than you do. I think that's a really important part of it because you got to make sure that your plan is appropriate and then things are going to change in your life, in the world. And you got to make sure that you're on track, bottom line, so you can live how you want to live and be in control of your life. So call us, 1-800-705-1232, schedule that visit, or text the word MAP to 800-705-1232. Again, MAP to 800-705-1232, and we'll get you a copy of Joel's book, The Money Map, and it'll give you some real good information. Again, that's 800-705-1232. I really hope that you get in touch, you don't procrastinate, and you have an absolutely fantastic retirement like you deserve.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Johnson Brunetti is a marketing name for the business of JB Capital and JN Financial. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.
This show is paid for by Johnson Brunetti.